Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A couple former MVPs, head to head. Antetokounmpo, step back three for the tie. Got it! We are going to overtime. It's a three. It's off. And a foul. Durant for the lead. Giannis to the line.
Needs one to tie. Two for the lead.
44 points for Antetokounmpo. It's Durant for the win.
It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people!
What a game last night in Brooklyn. Giannis and the Bucks headed to the Borough. And we had a classic matchup between KD and Giannis, and it was that man, Giannis, who came out on top. Jalen Anthony Rose, did he make you reconsider who's going to come out of the East? Did he make you reconsider who should be the MVP with what he's done in the last week?
That noise you hear, that beep, 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 are all of the people bagging up me saying that that's the best player in basketball. And by the way, he's 5-0 his last handful of times playing against KD, for whatever that's worth. Now, Jacoby, normally a guy that's won Defensive Player of the Year isn't in the conversation for the scoring title. That's Giannis. Oh, by the way, he's the reigning Finals MVP. And all of a sudden, last year, he couldn't shoot free throws. Remember, people were counting down when he went to the line?
Mm-hmm.
He made two when his team was down in the clutch to put them up one. Also, we talked the other day, big mid-range shot, big three-point shot, big free throws, big blocks. So when I woke up this morning, I felt like Giannis is the league MVP. That's one thing for me to say who's the best player. How about his last two games against the Sixers, against the Nets? All dominant performances ain't created equal. I'm paying attention to who he's doing it against also, and under the circumstances in which it's happening. They're still climbing in the East. He's still ascending as a player. Giannis, as I keep telling everybody, is the best player in the NBA. Did I stutter?
Well, Jalen, I had Jokic as the MVP, and I thought it was going to be very difficult for my opinion to change about that. But in the game against the Sixers, with the big block at the end, and this game, as you mentioned, doing it in ways that he's been criticized for. The free throws, 2-for-2 when he needed them. The three-point shot off a weird little broken play. That wasn't just a catch-and-shoot easy three. That was a tough three, and he hit it with confidence to take the game into overtime. I, right now, am wide open on who the MVP is. However, I think the Bucks are coming out of the East. We're going to get the Suns against the Bucks again, an NBA Finals rematch. There's a lot of basketball to be played before we get there, but it feels like it. But let's talk about the Nets, who are now in jeopardy of going to the number 9 spot, which means they could potentially play not one, but two play-in games just to get the opportunity to play the number 1 or number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. KD played really well. Kyrie was back. What do you see from the Nets yesterday?
I think when you watch the Nets, and rightfully so, we get enamored by the offensive wizardry of Kevin Durant. And the same with Kyrie Irving, his ball handling. And both of those guys, when they get going, they're virtually unstoppable. But each of those moments I keep pointing back to that become high-lit moments, like Kyrie's birthday, and they get acknowledged that he's going to be able to return. They lost that game to Memphis. And Kyrie's return, first home game this year against the Hornets, they lost that game. last night against the Bucks, they lost that game. Mm-hmm. And he is in the lineup. And you know what else it reminded me? I told you that Drew Holiday is a top 20, 25 player. And you laughed at me.
A little bit.
The first thing I said was, lock down defensively. Did you see Kyrie the last 4 minutes of regulation?
Not really.
Did you see Kyrie in overtime?
Not really.
Oh, okay. The reason why? Drew Holiday. 3 total field goal attempts. Drew Holiday was denying him the ball. Drew Holiday was locking down. And that's what I mean, Jacoby. Like the Milwaukee Bucks, they're a team. And Chris Middleton got ejected.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Middleton got ejected for a hard foul. And they still found a way to get the victory.
They did. And people talk about the Nets as being a scary 8 seed and potentially jockeying to stay out of the 1-2 spot or the 3 or 4 spot. And they are that. They're a scary 8 seed or 7 seed. But they're not a threat to win the Eastern Conference for the reasons that you just laid out. And when you mentioned all the losses when Kyrie played, I don't think people really realize that they're under 500 in games that Kyrie has played. Like, it's not just, oh, add Kyrie and all of a sudden we're the best team in basketball. Because they're right now tied with the Hawks for the 10 spot. This could get really interesting just for this team to get into the playoffs. And Jalen, it was a great night for Giannis. He changed my opinion about the MVP. He solidified my opinion that the Bucks are going to come out of the East. But he also did something else. He passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the all-time scoring list for the Bucks. Jalen, what a momentous, historic evening for Giannis, and what a way to do it.
You go ooh and ah. When I jump in my car, like Uncle Chuck D said, people treat me like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, I want you guys to also pay attention to something. Giannis, it took him 9 seasons. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 6 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty is that when they won the championship this past year, that the Big O and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got a chance to sit courtside and watch him get it done. And when we start having these GOAT conversations, again, I love LeBron James, but wake me up when he accomplishes some of the things that Captain has already accomplished. And I'm not going to even talk about the 4 championships in high school and the 3 in college. I'm not going to even talk about those. I'm going to talk about the 6 championships in the league, the 6 league MVPs. He's still the NBA's all-time leading scorer, and he still has the most unstoppable trademark shot in the history of the game. To me, he's the 2nd best player to ever perform in the NBA.
We could argue about that for a long time. We could also argue about who is the best player in the NBA right now. The 2 of them, I would say, the top 2 candidates, Giannis and KD, played against each other last night. And KD also said something extremely interesting after the game. LeBron James has 3 more games to qualify in the scoring title. Something tells me he'll get there. But here is what Kevin Durant said after the game, looking back at various stops on his NBA journey and his legacy. He said the following, and I quote, OKC has to retire my jersey. It wouldn't even be good for the game of basketball if they didn't. The same with Golden State. Jalen, you love statues. You love legacy. You love jersey retirement. How do you feel about KD saying it's bad for the game of basketball if OKC and Golden State, where he only played 3 seasons, don't retire his jersey?
Talk your ish, KD. I ain't mad. And I'm noticing something. Like I said, as the league has had a changing of the guard, and Kevin Durant, because of injury, is not a part of the MVP conversation, and Kevin Durant and LeBron James, you just said it, aren't in the championship race, they now have to be in reflection mode. That's what you're seeing right now.
Mm.
And absolutely, OKC is going to retire his number. He won MVP with them. Yes, the Golden State Warriors should retire his number because he won back-to-back finals MVPs with them. But if you notice, he's looking in the rearview mirror instead of at the windshield. And why is that? It's because he sees what you just said. Likely bringing back Kyrie Irving full-time doesn't mean they're going to win the East. And I heard you say that for the first time. And a lot of people are going to be saying that. Also, like I've been telling you, if they don't have Ben Simmons playing at an all-star level, they will be a glorified first-round exit. That's what I see, Jacoby.
And this is what I've been saying about the Nets for it seems like half a decade. Next season, when they're healthy, they'll be a threat. It seems like I've been saying that for at least four or five seasons. Oh, next season, when they're 100%, they're going to be a threat. But this season, this Nets team, regardless of what happened last night, is not a threat to come out of the East. Jalen, it is time for one of our signature segments, a very special cultural or regional. One of my favorite people walking this planet, Rosé. Rick Ross says he wants to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Jalen Rose, cultural or regional, climbing mountains to the peak?
I would love for you guys to put a Zoom profile up there of everybody that's climbed any mountain, let alone Mount Kilimanjaro. And I guarantee you this is definitely cultural. As Rosé was sitting there, pretty sure he was off of his amazing champagne. Ain't no telling what type of treats he probably had in his system. Like I said, the world needed a rich forever Rick Ross. We needed this. And I appreciated the fact that he said he taking this year to get his mind right, next year to get his body right, and then he gonna do it the year after. Something tells me over that period of time, as he walks around the house that basically takes up all of Georgia, he gonna realize that it's probably not worth it to get up on that mountain when he can be cutting down trees in his own yard with a tractor.
I mean, the idea that it takes you a full year to get your mind right for something, I don't want that. I'm good. And I ran a marathon, I'm never doing that again. I'm not climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm not climbing Everest. I'm not climbing the stairs to the Empire State Building. I like escalators. I'm not taking the stairs. I'm not climbing anything, Mr. Rose.
But I believe you kind of misrepresenting cultural or regional because you are willing to do things like jump out of an airplane.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not willing to do that.
Oh, I'll
you
do that for sure.
You are willing to do things like bungee jump.
No doubt.
I'm not willing to do that. So there we go. This is definitely cultural. Doing things that have heights and definitely doing things when it's cold outside. You ain't gonna find us when it's chilly out there.
No, I will not be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro anytime soon. This is definitely cultural. Jalen, we have a champion joining us right after this short break. Tag team champion, that man right there, Riddle, will be joining us right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Joining us right now, the original bro, Raw Tag Team Champion, WWE Superstar, Riddle is in the building in advance of WrestleMania. How you feeling as we are just days away from the big event?
Bro, I'm feeling pretty good. I think Randy and myself are going to go into WrestleMania champions and lead. Raw Tag Team Champions, bro. But the week is good. We're here in Dallas, Texas. It's beautiful. I got signs all over the city, like flags just hanging around. People are saying, bro, it's a good time. It's WrestleMania season.
Riddle, I have to ask you. First, you were MMA, right?
Yeah.
Now, you're WWE Tag Team. Why the transition? And have you enjoyed the transition, and would you consider going back?
You know, I enjoyed the transition. The transition happened because, you know, I was a huge fan of professional wrestling growing up, but I kind of fell into mixed martial arts. I was really good at fighting and amateur wrestling and jiu-jitsu. And when I was doing that, I was loving it. But I'd say me and Dana White didn't necessarily see eye to eye. And I was released from the UFC, and I took that opportunity when one door shut, another one opened. And I came to the WWE, and now we're here doing what we do. And if I had a choice to do either or, I really love pro wrestling. And the only way I'd go back to MMA if the money was right and the opponent was right.
You've got such a unique, fun style, even down to the way that you enter the ring. You have flip-flops on and you wrestle barefoot. Tell our audience why that is.
Well, to be honest, when I started wrestling, you know, I planned on getting a pair of boots, you know, wrestling shoes, whatever. And then I looked at how much they cost. And I was like, well, I'm not paying $400, $500 for a pair of boots. I got two pairs of feet that work perfectly fine. So I just started wrestling bare penny when I first started wrestling. And in professional wrestling, I feel like there's so many people doing the same thing as you're doing. You're all wrestling, you're all doing that. How can you stand out? How can you be different? Well, I wrestle barefoot and ride a scooter. So that's what I do a little bit. And I have a lot of fun with it, you know?
Riddle, let the fans know what they can look forward to in this three-way tag team this weekend for the belt.
Well, if you're watching WrestleMania, if you're not watching, I don't know what you're doing this week. You're a maniac. But if you're watching WrestleMania this weekend, the Triple Threat Tag Team Championship match featuring RK-Bro, Alpha Academy, and Three Provinces, probably going to be one of the most high-flying, high-octane, action-packed matches of the weekend. And I'll tell you this, you got the legend, Randy Orton in there, my partner, my best friend, that stallion of a man. So once you get the two of us in the ring, you can see right there, our KOs for everybody, bro. We're taking over. Well, you got Montez with the athletic ability to jump all over the place and then catch an RKO. So, I don't know, man. There's going to be a lot of action in that ring with the three teams that we are. But at the end of the day, like I said, join you guys. RK-Bro going in champions at WrestleMania, and we're leading champions after it.
It's WrestleMania every year is such a big event with big personalities, and this year it's in such a big venue, Cowboys Stadium, with the big screen and tens of thousands of people in there. How does it feel being in Dallas right now and knowing that you're going to wrestle in one of the biggest, baddest arenas in the world?
Honestly, being in Dallas right now is good. And to know that all the hard work I've done and all the people I work with have done over the years, from high school, from college, to everything, to being on the indies and working our way up here, being in the UFC, winning fights, and finally getting here, and to be part of this mega show, the Super Bowl of wrestling. You know, every other sport looks at WrestleMania as, how can we do something similar to this? Because this is like the mecca of wrestling. And it is, and honestly, I couldn't be happier. I know the people of Dallas couldn't be happier. I know everybody that's flying in from all around the world couldn't be happy, because this weekend, it's WrestleMania, bro. It's the biggest show of the year, and it's gonna be, as Vince McMahon says, it's gonna be stupendous.
Who would be someone or even a tag team that you would dream about wrestling? Your dream to get into the ring.
Who would I dream about wrestling? You know, for me and Randy to challenge, I mean, me and Randy and I, we're pretty durable. We're a pretty good team. I think we're one of the best teams in WWE history. But you know what? Let's keep it. If we can go past or present, I'm going to say if I could pick a team to really establish RK-Bro again, it would have to be the Steiner Brothers. Steiner Brothers are put into the Hall of Fame again. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Well, Riddle, we are tag team. Jalen and Jacoby will be rooting for RK-Bro this weekend in WrestleMania. We want to see you guys keep those belts. We're so excited for you. Good luck this weekend.
Bro, thank you to the two of you. Thank you for having me on the show. Hey, and thank you for the luck and, you know, the wishes for RK-Bro's victory. We appreciate it. I'll tell Randy. Randy's birthday's today. I don't know if you guys know that.
Oh, right?
Happy birthday, Randy.
Yeah, Randy.
I'll see you later. I know you're probably busy. So I'll see you, bro. You can't get away from me. And we'll celebrate your birthday a little bit. Love you, Randy.
Well, enjoy WrestleMania. We'll be watching from home and rooting for RK-Bro. We'll be back with more right after this very short break. You're watching Riddle on Jalen and Jacoby. Two huge games on ABC Sunday starting at 1 p.m. where the Mavericks travel to Milwaukee to take on Giannis and the Bucks. And then at 3:30, more MVP candidates. This time it is Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets taking on LeBron, going for the scoring title, and the Lakers. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, a long time ago, we said that every day Brittany Griner continues to be detained in Russia. We're going to recognize the fact that she is not home, and we are now on day 43.
One day is too many, and as you mentioned, we're on day 43. We just want to wish her a safe return to the United States, sending prayers and well wishes to her and her family.
Jalen, there was so much attention on the battle in Brooklyn between the Bucks and the Nets that people might not have noticed that your Pistons had a huge win yesterday against one of the top teams in the East. This time it was Cade and Bay.
So we've seen the rookie class be really productive this year. Cade is coming on strong for this rookie of the year. And it's his all-around game. And I see you, Killian, out there playing D, getting steals. Bay has had a 50-point game. That's a big win against Philly. And Dwayne Casey has done a terrific job getting his young group to play well as the season has progressed.
Jalen, something dramatic has happened in my life that I never thought would happen. I never thought I would be watching a basketball game and actually rooting for Duke to win. However, this being Coach K's last year and him being such a constant in my life, I'm rooting for Duke to win. I can't believe this happened to me. How did this happen?
Did you already get snipped?
No,
I know you were
talking
about it.
Yeah, I keep delaying that one.
Okay, the way you're talking, it sounds like you already did, but in the brain. So let me get this right. You're going to root against Coach K and the Duke Blue Devils your entire life.
Entire
life. And then his final season, you're going to soften up and root for him?
Yep.
Nah, come on, man. Come on, man. Shout to Grant Hill. I shot my brother last night. But even I can't root for Duke. You know all of the reasons why.
Well, I know you can't, but I've never, ever, ever rooted for Duke my entire life. But for some reason, watching this tournament, I just want Paolo Banchero and Coach K to cut down the nets. It would just make such a nice story. But I don't know if I'm doing the show the next day if that happens. I can't celebrate Coach K for a half an hour on ESPN2. Not going to be able to do it. We'll be back on Monday on ESPN2 as always.
Thank you.
At 4 p.m.
Thank you.